aboard Dr. Fu Manchu's launch. Nayland Smith and Calamir discover Inspector Weymouth and Dr. Petrie as prisoners of Fu Manchu. Released from his bonds by Calamir, Inspector Weymouth attacks Dr. Fu. And in the struggle for possession of a poison needle, both fall overboard and are lost in the dark, fog-bound waters of the Thames. We find Nayland Smith, Calamir, and Dr. Petrie in the office of the River Police. They are discussing the night's happenings.
You found nothing, Thomas? No trace of Weymouth?
Nothing, Mr. Smith. It's odd, too. However, the police launches are still searching. I'm afraid there's not much hope.
And you heard only that hideous laughter?
Yes, just before we picked you up.
I hope to heaven the river's put an end to that yellow swine.
And in that poisonous cellar, they found what?
Eight men, dead of suffocation.
Eight men? Kerame, you and your brother are free now. You need not fear to answer Mr. Smith's question.
What do you wish to know?
How many men were working with Fu Manchu?
Well, I do not know definitely. I only know that he brought seven dacoits with him to England.
Do you know of any others aside from the dacoits?
Some there were who lived in the East End. Shen Yan's was the East End headquarters.
What about the houseboat?
He used that as a laboratory for certain experiments.
And the yacht, Miss Kerame?
It was to have sailed for China after waiting at a certain point until midnight.
Well, it's long past that now. You believe it sailed?
I do not know.
Anything further, Mr. Smith?
No, that's all. And now, Petrie, what are we going to do with her and the boy?
Lodge them at an hotel, I suppose, at present.
Righto. And I'll arrange to have the place patrolled night and day.
Why that? You surely don't believe that.
I can't and daren't believe Fu Manchu dead until I've seen his body with my own eyes. Your brother, Mr. Weymouth, made a gallant finish. If ridding the world of Fu Manchu were the only good deed to his credit, his life was well spent.
There are two things, Mr. Smith, I cannot understand. What was the meaning of the horrible laughter, and where are the bodies?
Well, Karame can possibly answer your first question.
When your brother and Dr. Fu fell into the river, Mr. Weymouth, Fu Manchu held a poisoned needle in his hand. The laughter meant that the needle had done its work. Inspector Weymouth had become mad.
What was on the needle?
A poison prepared from the venom of the swamp adder. It produces madness, but not always death.
But the bodies, how do you account for the fact, Mr. Smith, that they were not recovered?
I understand that persons lost at that point are not always recovered. You have told his wife?
Not all. She does not know of the poison needle, of course.
Is there any improvement in Mrs. Weymouth's condition?
Very little. She seems to have delusions.
Delusions? Of what nature?
For the last three nights, she's cried out at the same time, 2:30, that someone was knocking on the door.
Which door?
That one yonder, the street door.
Were there any incidents, Mr. Weymouth, occurring with regularity at precisely that time before your brother's death?
John often came home from the yard at that hour of the morning.
I see. And he always knocked on that door before entering.
Why, yes. We naturally thought Mary was losing her mind. But last night, my wife, who's been staying with her, heard it too.
A subjective hallucination, Petrie?
Very possibly. I suggest, Mr. Weymouth, that your wife be relieved of her duties here. Too great a strain for an inexperienced nurse. Besides, I have a plan. Thank you, and good day. Come, Calamir. You must be mistaken, Calamir. The old gentleman we saw at the British Museum today no more resembles Fu Manchu than I do.
Nevertheless, Fu Manchu was there. I felt his presence. Something always tells me when he is near.
It was Professor Jenner Mond you saw, Calamir. The attendant claimed he knew him well.
Didn't he tell you, Nayland, that the professor had lately returned from China?
Yes. He said Jenamon had lived in the Orient so long as to be almost an Oriental. Jenamon. I wonder if he could possibly be an ally of Fu's.
Oh, nonsense. If we're to attach any importance to the incident, we must remember that Karame's impression was that Fu Manchu was there in person. Now, that's impossible. The man's dead.
But is he, Petrie? If I were only sure of that. However, I think I'll call on Professor Mond. Meanwhile, we'll check on him with the yard. Buckingham 2, 9293, please. Yes, Petrie, I think we'll call on Professor Jent. Hello? Oh, put me through to Burke. And Nayland Smith, Burke, listen. Get all available information on Professor Jenner Mond. Yes, the Egyptologist. Ring me when you have it. I suppose this is another wild goose chase, Petrie, but I must be certain.
Mr. James Weymouth to see you, Dr. Petrie.
Oh, come in, Mr. Weymouth.
Good day, gentlemen.
Well, Mr. Weymouth, what brings you to Baker Street?
Maple Cottage, Mr. Smith, my brother's home. There's something uncanny going on out there.
Really? I'm not surprised, sir. Sit down and tell us about it.
That knocking. Last night, I heard it.
You opened the door?
Not at once. I thought of John. It came to me that it was he.
But you did open the door?
Yes, and there was no one there.
You heard nothing?
I could have sworn I heard someone laughing.
Oh, pardon me a moment. Hello? Oh, yes, Burke. Go ahead. A recluse? Few friends? Huh? Give me that address again. New Inn Court, Carey Street. Yes, I see. Well, how long has he been back in London this time? A week? Oh, thanks, Burke. That's all. You were saying, Mr. Weymouth, you heard someone laugh. Well, and then?
My nerves cracked up. I shut the door. I did not go out.
Would it be possible to have Mrs. Weymouth spend tonight at your home with your wife?
Why, yes, certainly. What's your idea, sir?
In what I may do, I mustn't be handicapped by a sick woman. Petrie and I will be at Maple Cottage before 1 o'clock tonight. Quite an extensive estate back of these homes, Mr. Weymouth. Several acres, I should say.
Yes, it extends down to the village.
Well, it's nearly 2:30. We shan't have long to wait. Do you have the hypodermic ready, Petrie?
There on the table. But you surely don't think Nayland had anything.
There it is.
Stand by, both of you. Ready with that needle, Petrie.
Good heavens, John!
We must, Petrie, hold him.
Right.
The hypodermic, Petrie, quick. There. Put him on the couch. How long is that hypodermic good for?
8 to 10 hours.
John, he's half starved, unkempt, those ragged clothes. He must have gone through something horrible.
Just a moment. Hello? Oh, yes, Thomas? You arrested him.
Good.
Keep the place surrounded. Let no one in or out. I'll be there as soon as possible. Well, lock the place up, Mr. Weymouth, and go home. Say nothing of this to his wife until you hear from me. We are taking him with us. Untidy mess Professor Mond has here.
We arrested him as he came in, sir. He's made no statement. He's in the next room.
You searched the place, Thomas?
Not yet. We were waiting for you.
Fragments of 100 ages scattered about. Put Weymouth in that chair. One of your men will stay with him, Thomas. Come on, Petrie.
There he is.
In that great chair, calmly reading. It seems a shame. White-bearded old gentleman like that.
Genomonde. Watch, Petrie. Watch closely.
What?
Great Scott!
You see, Petrie? A wig and a false beard.
Fine, Joe! Fu Manchu!
Clever, Mr. Smith. Very clever.
Drowned in the Thames, eh? What have you done with Professor Jenna Mond?
Professor Mond? He has been detained in the Orient. As a guest of the Black Puppies, he is being well cared for, Mr. Smith.
I can well imagine. Now, Dr. Fu, can you restore the inspector to sanity?
Inspector Weymouth? Oh, so you have found him. Under certain conditions, I can.
No conditions. I can't save you from the hangman, and I wouldn't if I could.
You misunderstand, Mr. Smith. What I have done from conviction and what I have done through necessity are separate. Inspector Weymouth, I wounded with a poisoned needle in self-defense. Yes, there is an antidote to the poison.
Name it.
Useless, I alone can prepare it. I will do so only under one condition.
And that condition?
That no one else shall be in the room or the house but he and I. Where is he?
In the next room. We brought him with us. He's under an opiate.
Make your arrangements then that he and I be left alone.
I don't trust you. You're planning a trick.
May the god of Cathay hear me. I swear to restore the inspector to full health and vigor under the conditions stipulated.
Very well, that's sufficient. Thomas, your men are to return to their posts outside. Come.
Very good, sir.
You made a mistake, Nayland. Trust him.
Oh, what else were there to do? He's the only man on earth who can restore Weymouth.
What about him? Fu Manchu, Mr. Smith.
The moment Weymouth steps out of that door, you'll go in and take him, Thomas.
Right, sir.
Leland. Look. Coming out of the house. It's Weymouth.
Miss. Dr. Petrie. What's happened?
Oh, Weymouth. You're all right?
Why, yes. Yes, I'm all right. A bit tired.
Great Scott, what's that? Leland! Fire! The house is in flames!
Quick, Thomas, enter that door.
Impossible. It's already a roaring furnace.
But we've got to get Fu Manchu.
Mr. Smith. Dr. Petrie.
Listen.
I am recalled by one who may not be denied. And much that I came to do, I have failed. Much that I have done, I would undo. Out of the fire I came, in fire I go. Seek not my ashes. I am the Lord of the fire. Farewell!
Shadow of Fu Manchu.